I'm Chandra Tharp with Pet Talk on KEOM, brought to you by veterinarians.org. Cats are known for their cleanliness. In fact, it's estimated they spend about a quarter of their lives grooming themselves. Their tongues are equipped with 300 small spines that act like a brush, and their saliva has strong antiseptic properties. But is that enough to make bathing with soap and water optional for cats? The answer is yes, for the most part. There are situations where cats need to be bathed. If they get so dirty or stinky that licking isn't cutting it, like if they were sprayed by a skunk, dug in the trash, or got fully coated in mud, they are going to need a real bath. Some breeds of cats need to be bathed more often. Long-haired cats have a harder time keeping themselves clean, and hairless cats need their skin oil removed to prevent debris from sticking to them. And there are some medical reasons a cat may need an actual bath, like if they have arthritis or are obese, or if they have skin problems that require baths to clean and soothe their skin. With the exception of the Turkish Van breed, most cats have an inherent inhibition to water. So, if your cat really needs a bath, there are some steps you can take to make sure your cat stays as stress-free as possible, and you stay as scratch-free as possible. It's best if you can start training them to get used to water from the time they are a kitten. To help ease into it, start by putting your cat's favorite toy or treat in an empty sink, and encourage them to get in it. After they're comfortable with that, try stroking them with a wet washcloth while they're in the sink. The next step is to add a little water to the sink, just enough to get their feet wet. Then continue to add a little more water until there is a couple of inches, enough to give them a bath. Before bathing, it's recommended that their nails are trimmed and to keep them calm by petting and speaking calmly to them. Make sure you have all the supplies you need within arm's reach, shampoo, a brush, and a towel. It's recommended that you brush your cat before the bath while they are still dry to remove any tangles. Put a little Vaseline around their eyes and cotton balls in their ears to protect them from getting water in them. Fill your sink with just a couple of inches of water and hold your cat by the scruff of their neck. Use a cup or your hand or a hose or faucet on light spray to get your cat wet. Gently rub the shampoo into their coat, avoiding their eyes, ears, and mouth. Rinse by letting water flow from their head down to their body. Once all the soap is removed, run your hand in the direction of their fur growth to remove excess water, grab them by their scruff to remove them from the water, and wrap them in a towel. Keep them wrapped in that towel until it has soaked up most of the water. You can then use a hairdryer on low heat and at a safe distance to dry their fur the rest of the way out. For more information on taking care of your pet, visit veterinarians.org.